Cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.
9:29, that is your time. I'll read to your station of choice. Greater Than Fitness, that's where your dial is. 17103-17103, that remains our studio text line if you wish to be part of the conversation.
17103-17103.
Radumel. Good evening, how are you? But that's a story for a different day. We've made peace with that. How's the recovery coming along?
Recovery is coming along very well. I'm very grateful for the physiotherapists.
Okay.
And all the people who have worked to help me heal. I'm back on the road finally.
Awesome.
And I'm even toying with the idea of taking these braces off. So, but yeah. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, no, I go back. I go initially no rega gona contact or at least contact any letting con the 18th area.
Yeah,
no me ogare.
Oh, you're talking about football.
Ogare referee o bone go le parologanyo.
Ah, nya ref ba mo rekile.
Bo oga.
Eh, nya ema pick. Ba to ba ntate la kula pick.
Okay. Fantastic. And tonight's topical.
Tonight's topic is sleep, the unspoken hero for recovery and fitness.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. I'm a terrible sleeper. I'm the worst culprit. It seems like the last few weeks, anyway. But I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I get it. I just deliver myself data to the four. How did this motafoling? Enna gone gore re itseka tseke re bo re ipatisisa gore me nna e kare ke thaela fo kae ke tlhoka gore gongwe ke ele tlhoko dilo difeng tse e le gore di ka nthusa mo mosepeleng one wa go itshidila kapa wa go tsaya tsia botsogo ja gago.
Exactly. Nnyaa gone with my failure I'm hoping gore nka inspire ba bangwe gore ba
dire botoka.
Ba nne botokanyana. What can be changed that would improve them going forward. So I know that I have a plan to focus on sleep in Q2 of this year.
Okay.
It's going to become the number one focus. Organize your sleep because it does so much for you in your life. You know, it's important. We will think to ourselves, there's all these myths, all these different things and so on and so forth.
Sleep is for the weak,
sleep is for the dead. And we praise people on how little sleep they get, but we don't realize that this stuff is actually adding up and cumulatively over time causing damage to your body. So let's talk. What the benefits of sleep? Number one, in our fitness journey, we've spoken about how things can get very sore and painful. It will mend your muscles. Number two, inflammation. Those of you who are health buffs, we know what inflammation is, something we want to be concerned about. I, with my injury here, I know inflammation is something to be concerned about. Inflammation limits your movement. It increases the pain that you face in your joints and effectiveness. It reduces inflammation when you sleep. And lastly, and most importantly, is the mental recharge. That means that when you sleep, your brain gets a chance to mend its wires. And that's often what we look at. Some people say it's why we dream. It's because there's electrical charges while your brain is sorting itself out. So you will find, Jorge, if you're not sleeping enough, your body will be sore, you'll be achy, and your brain will be foggy. It's an immunity booster, so it can assist in keeping you healthy. That's why when you're sick, sickness makes you sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Because
it forces you.
It's forcing you to sleep.
Yeah.
Disease prevention, you won't pick up diseases. And lastly, it improves your mood. So you're not cranky, you're just a nicer person to be around.
Yeah, looking at all, it's a little bit of a little.
Well, because you still have to sleep, Robert. But the truth is, if you're getting enough sleep, you won't wake up cranky. You'll wake up smiling.
Yeah, we love our about to stay.
Exactly. Your brain and your body from what the sleep you're supposed to get. So let's talk about a few things. LeBron James, the master of recovery, that's why his career has been so long. He does two wonderful things. I think you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but he sleeps 10 hours a day.
That's a good number.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
The recommended amount of sleep is 6 to 8 hours. You want to be aiming for 8. Tota, when you say, no, I'm fine on 5, I'm fine on 6. The truth is, they will say people get in the habits of sleep cycles, but it does catch up to you after a while. So try to aim for that 8. So what LeBron does is he'll sleep his regular time and then he'll take mandatory 2 naps a day.
The Italians are very notorious for day naps.
The Italians and the Spanish, they're siestas.
No,
those ones, those barabaro baleba. It's because they wake up at night. At night, because it's hot where they're from. So it's like in Botswana, we don't want to create our own systems of work. If we wanted to create our own systems of work, we'd look at the Spanish and say, why don't we do it like them?
Yeah.
Because when they wake up early, they do the work, but we let you shop about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Then they open until about 8 or 9. When it's cooler, when people can actually go out and shop. And so they have a nighttime cutting culture. People will work also late. But during the day, rest.
Makes sense.
When it's hottest. So, yeah. Some of the things that we can do to drive ourselves to be able to get good sleep is making sure that you have a space ailing for sleep and sleep alone or sleep related activities.
Okay.
There's sometimes
alone.
No, I hear you.
Alone.
No. There can be efforts taken in the same space, but they must be sleep related. And that can include reading or preparation for sleep, that type of thing. Number two, we've spoken about being creatures of habit. How a creature of habit, it means you do the same things all the time. And these things, they give your body clues about what it is that it's supposed to be doing. It's just like how to hayala over, and you start your day and you say, you know, I don't feel right. Exactly. It's the same. We have wake up routines. Shower, brush out teeth, breakfast, out the door. When that gets interrupted, you're like, you don't feel good then.
Today it's not. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Exactly. Now I'll ask you the question. Why do you think that we want to have a wake-up ritual but not a sleeping ritual?
That's a fair question.
It doesn't make sense. Do you have a sleeping ritual?
When I entered the fourth floor, I became a bit more cognizant to because for the most part, when you are younger, I think your mind is wired to believe that you can get away with a lot of things. Maybe they're not sustainable. But the older you get, you're no longer 17. So maybe you ought to look at or approach certain things differently. So in that sense, I then became a bit more alive to, what really works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I was younger, I just went with the flow.
Yeah.
If it meant, partying 3 straight nights with 2 hours of sleep, we'll do that. Easy. Yeah,
we could do
you
that.
Know, we thought it was easy.
Yeah, but you know it's not. And the truth is, it's your body giving you
a chance. I like the fact that you spoke to things building up. With time, they somehow catch up with you.
Mm.
And olemoga seo khadingwa khadintsi di hetela ka ha. A di go pata ka mara go wa re go ha ka re because when we try the stunt it's because me and my cousin are like a year apart.
Mm.
So nago tsela gore gongwe ra ba re le ka go ikhakolla our younger years. We go out and we stay out late. Recovery ya teng etsa bone bo 48 hours
yana.
Hey, ke go check gore no. Hey, listen. I'll see you next weekend. I'll see you next weekend. You guys are like this. All I want to do is just drink water and just take it super super easy.
Mm.
So yeah. I think di dingwaga le hela just to educate oneself on what really is ideal helps a great deal.
But do you have a ritual that you stick to on a nightly basis to get yourself to sleep?
Era.
Okay.
I think for the most part, my schedule often a time has given me or has dictated my ritual when it comes to because if I've done back-to-back 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock session training, then I wrap up with radio. I'm done here at 12 midnight. So after a quick shower, I'll be done, I think, just before 1.
Mm.
Then, the minute I put my head on the pillow, it's
you're gone.
Lights out.
Ha! I envy you greatly.
Yeah, it's lights out.
Yeah. I've toyed with a few things. I need to set something up that works for me specifically.
Yeah.
What I got very good at, which was bad, was working myself to exhaustion so that sleep was not an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't have to ask for sleep.
Yeah. Pick up a book, watch a, watch Netflix or whatever.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
My big thing
the exhaustion says to you,
on,
chief. You are too ambitious. You think you can cuddle?
Yeah. There's no cuddles.
Yeah, I know.
Go to bed. So I need to figure out something that works for me. But
yeah.
Everybody has their general routines. Fiction, whatever it is, all these different things. You pick up a ritual and you go to sleep. Some people have different lengths of time. Some are 15 minutes, 30 minutes, some are a whole hour. Where it's like, I'm starting my process of going to sleep. It's important. And make it sure that it's something that you look forward to.
Yeah.
So it can't be things that you don't want to do. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
That's the way to do it. Make it nice, make it pleasurable. Cue your body up to get to sleep. Big thing that I'm terrible at, I like to watch the news. I start to nod off, then I go to sleep. That's bad. Unplug. Turn off the television. Turn off the electronic products. Turn off your phone. That light that comes from your phone, the blue light, wakes you up. It affects your brain and tells it, the sun is up. It's noon. Toga. What are we saying? Let's do things.
Yeah.
So you want to unplug that well within time. That's when you start looking at maybe an hour before. Turn it off. But everybody's different. Some people can do 30 minutes, that type of thing. Let the phone turn off and put it on. All my devices, Mola Bing, are set to turn off at a certain time.
Okay.
At 11, no, not 11 o'clock, whatever it is, what, at 9 o'clock now, they turn off. Poof. And then I turn them back on and I continue my evening.
Yeah.
And my phone turns to black and white. So I'm like undisciplined. But everybody is different and I hope they can find something that works for them. And the last thing, of course, is your relaxation rituals. When I do yoga, it works really well for me. It works differently for different people. Deep breathing, sitting and mindfulness. These are all the type of things that can really work to center you, get rid of the day, and take you out of the stress mentality. Stress mentality means there are things that your body is priming itself to deal with, which most likely you are not able to deal with in that moment in time.
Okay.
Just sleep. It's actually the best thing you can do for you to deal with that stress in the morning.
Okay.
Because you're rested. Yeah.
Then the importance, if not the benefits, tsamele o ile ngore wa bo bone jone bo ikhutso jo bontseng jalo gore ga o setse yanong o tla go itshidilong go dirisa mmele o ileng gore o nile le enough rest le go gongwe go bereka ka mmelo o ileng gore o santse o na le matsadi a go tlhoka go ikhutsa sentle. Are harologanye kana ra harologanye the benefits tsa gone gore ga ke sa ikutsa sentle ke be ke a go itshidila le motho e leng gore o nnile le yone enough you know time or o nnile le yone ikhutso e leng gore e lekane bo molemo le the benefits tsa yone ke dife.
So one of the what I'm saying is I suppose what I can say is when you are looking to improve your fitness, your wellness, you are challenging yourself.
Yeah.
And in challenging yourself, we've spoken about adaptation in previous episodes, you are breaking things down. You are going beyond specific certain limits. And the only way for you to make gains or improvements is for you to recover from those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not recover from those challenges, there will not be improvement. It's one and the same thing. So as much as you're prioritizing waking up and going for a walk or doing bodyweight exercises or going to the gym or going to that fitness class, if you're not prioritizing the recovery aspect, you're actually wasting your time. If you do not rest well enough, again, you'll be sore. You'll actually eat more than you're supposed to. You'll not only that, but your body will not burn what you have put into your body.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel sluggish. You won't be able to perform. You won't be able to push yourself to the next level where you're supposed to be improving. So there's nothing good. There's nothing good that comes from depriving yourself of sleep. Nothing at all. It's just as bad as not training at all. It also raises your cortisol levels. Cortisol is a hormone that's produced during stress.
Okay.
And it makes you hold on to weight. So if you're trying to make yourself look better as well, you want to make sure, not look better, lose weight. You want to make sure that your cortisol levels are reduced. That means ample rest, lowering your stress, but also working, keeping that active lifestyle. Another thing is being active will help your sleep. It will improve your sleep as well. So they work together.
Yeah. Okay. Then go baneng out of tela gangwe le gape re bata gone gore re ba rute kapa mo khudisong ya bone re ba rutuntse gone gore ba itse bo molemo ja gone gore go ikhutsa kapa go robala go botlhokwa go lekanang kang me ga ba ya ko di ko masikeng ga ba ya ko ditsaleng go nna le tsone di sleep over o tla fitlhela ka re gongwe household ya go ramaphanyane bone go tota kapa go dira dilo dingwe ka tsela nngwe go pharologana e be ngwana a kgona gore gongwe a ithute gore but kwana they are allowed to, you know, take their gadgets to bed. You know, they are allowed to be up you know, post 9 p.m. But nakwano, you know, we're always constantly reminded to go to bed kana ko irleng bo molemo le bo mosola ja gone gore ngwana ga santse a gola a ba khona gore a rutwe a tlhaloganye gone gore the importance kapa the discipline ya go robala kana ko ya go, you know, to rest the system kana ko irleng go mothusa jang mo dingwageng tsa gwe ja ka ga ntse a tswela gola.
Well, one of the things that we always talk about with kids is we make sure that they sleep. Yo, sleep, kids sleep hours, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, why would a child go to sleep at 8 o'clock? That doesn't make sense. But you know what? It makes perfect sense because their bodies are constantly growing.
Yeah.
They need more time because, as I said, there's muscle repair, but there's also generation of new cells. So they need more time to develop those new cells, to grow their bones, to do all those different things. So, you know, kids love height. They love to be the tallest. They love to be the fastest. They love to be the cleverest. They want love to be all these different things. So we have to explain to them that sleep is part of that growth formula.
Yeah, process.
Process.
Yeah.
Hore, you're stretching, you're active, you're doing your homework, and you are sleeping.
Yeah.
Those four things together, that's what will make you taller, faster,
stronger,
more clever,
yeah,
more stronger, all those different things. Do you want to be big and strong like your grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. make sure you get your sleep. And that and they buy into that type of thing. So there's I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, I love my sleep. And it's wonderful. That's good. I love those people. It's the way to go. And a lot of people develop that over time, a good relationship with sleep. Now, the important thing is don't think of sleep as a punishment, but at the same time, don't punish yourself mentally.
Yeah.
Because some of us are perfectionists. Oh, hey, I can't believe I can't sleep.
So just that on its own, then
that keeps you awake.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't punish yourself for that. A bad night's sleep happens. It happens. Let it go. Best thing you can do if you're not able to get to sleep, you try for a while, get up, do your ritual again. Get out of bed.
Yeah.
Start it again.
Yeah.
So say, oh, okay. And then another thing is don't nap in your bed.
Okay.
Do you know that story?
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. If you nap in your bed, then your body forgets that that place is for 8 hours. Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
It's exactly it. And other activities.
Okay. ke lemogile gore o kare mogwang o ile borwa ka morago ga gago. That will force us to maybe just wrap up tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm.
To allow for the panelists to come do the analysis. Yeah, the semi-final. The Nigerians, the Super Eagles, up against Bafana Bafana. Ya no rema panyane ga ke itse gore ba ba ile gore ba ile ditse gore gongwe ba ka tokafatsa era ibile di fedile.
Sure.
Okay. Ba ile gore ba ile ditse gore gongwe ba tswe because often a time gona le batho ba ile gore ba setse ba le mo they are reliant mo dipilising, they are reliant on medications tsa gone gore ba khone gore ba nne le gone go ikhutsa. Bone o ka ba gakolla gore kgang eo ba ka fella ba tswe mo gone because you spoke strongly ka the ritual or the importance the ritual just before you you get into element kapa what's an amo yone mo go yone your sleep routine gore bone o ka ba gakolla gore ba ka simolla kapa ba ka ithusa go tswa mo being dependent mo your sleeping pills this and the other ka talenting.
So I think the key things are being active, creating those rituals, creating that space where you know you're going to sleep. It's a sleep haven. Another thing is, there are certain curtains that are nice and thick. They must block out the light from the neighbor's exactly. And it's motion sensor. So how can I hit the tsupu? You know, so you don't need that. So get those thick curtains. So it's just a cozy, nice place for yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'd say the problem with a lot of the pills that we take is that we develop a resistance to them.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we wean ourselves off them over time. We can't take them for too long. There's a lot of natural alternatives as well that you can take. I would talk to pharmacists about that. I wouldn't want to recommend anything here that's not approved.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely worth having a look. Before we jump off air, I want to thank the people who have sent through messages on our social media, particularly a young gentleman who says that he was in an accident and he's having a difficult time. He's in a wheelchair. I didn't get the details, but I just want him to continue to seek out the occupational therapist, finding out what he can do, and continue on this journey for fitness. And thank him for reaching out to us. And we're always here, as well as, and we're here for everybody as well. And just to encourage them as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those who would like to get a hold of you,
Please hit us up on our socials. Our social media handle is @GreaterThanFitness. That's GR8R then fitness. That's on Facebook and Instagram. We are also available on LinkedIn with the same handle now.
Okay.
And we are on WhatsApp The number is 7579-4535.
Okay. Hakisaki. Oh. Thank you very much for your time. We shall see you next Wednesday. Same place, same dial.
Thank you very much. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Fantastic. I won't stop till the end, no.